This is American English Expressions. I'm Lori. In this episode, you'll learn 5 common American expressions in less than 5 minutes. To blow off steam, back to square one, a go-to something, to come out of nowhere, and it's not worth it. Even if you've never played a video game in your life, it's okay. Keep listening. I'll also be providing real-life examples for those not familiar with Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. If you're having trouble following along, look in the description for this episode. You'll see a link to download bonus material. Listen to the end for a special teaching tip. Let's get started! Playing video games is a great way to blow off steam. To blow off steam. To blow off steam means to expend energy if you're feeling upset or angry. Some people exercise to blow off steam, but if I'm upset, I like to go to Hyrule, start some fights with monsters, and blow off steam until I feel calmer. Sometimes, though, playing can be frustrating, especially if there's a long challenge where you have to start over if you make one little mistake. In Breath of the Wild, there's something called the Trial of the Sword, where you have to fight your way through many levels in order to upgrade your sword's power. If you fail at any point, it's back to square one. Back to square one. We use this common expression to simply mean starting over. For non-Zelda fans, here's a real-life Lori story. Back when I worked for a big company, we designed licensed products for a popular entertainment company. It often took months to get the product to the sample stage, but then sometimes the entertainment company would ask for a redesign, so it was back to square one! Ugh! When I'm exploring Hyrule, my go-to outfit, is the climbing gear, because I love climbing mountains and cliff walls. Americans say go-to and then the name of something they usually do, use, or rely on. Let's practice the expression again. My go-to outfit, the one I usually wear in the game, is the climbing gear. My go-to dish that I like to cook in the game, because it's simple to make and gives me lots of hearts, is meat and mushrooms. We all have go-to things in real life as well. My friend has a go-to recipe for blueberry cake that she always makes for guests. My go-to snack is popcorn. There's an enemy in the Zelda games called an Octorok with an uncanny ability to target you. His aim is accurate and deadly. This guy gets me every time, and his attacks come out of nowhere. Come out of nowhere. We use this expression for anything unexpected. Here's a real-life example. One of my friends recently announced she was getting married. I didn't even know she was dating anybody. Her news came out of nowhere. As you explore Hyrule, you encounter many items to collect, from valuable diamonds to the most common element like salt, which has little value. One time, I cleared out a really tough enemy camp. I broke my best weapons and used up a ton of food. But then I found a treasure chest as a reward for all my effort. Great! What was inside? Salt. Really? All that and I was rewarded with the most common element in the game? That was not worth it. Was not worth it. If something isn't worth it, it means the reward is too small for the effort. A real-life example might be driving hours to a restaurant that served bad food. The trip there wasn't worth it. We can also flip this to the positive if the reward is worth the effort. One of my students recently spent a ton of money on a Disney vacation, but when she came back, she said it was worth it. Now about you. What do you do to blow off steam? Think of a time when you had to go back to square one. Why did you have to start over? What's your go-to snack when you're hungry? Do you reach for something salty or sweet? Have you ever received news that came out of nowhere? If you're spending a lot of time studying English, it's definitely worth it. Don't give up! Here's the tip I promised. Video games can help with learning English. Many video games can be set to English instead of your native language. This will force you, in a fun way, to look up new words and figure out how to play. Attention, fellow Zelda fans! If you could live anywhere in Hyrule, where would it be? What's your go-to outfit and go-to meal? Email me at lori@americanenglishexpressions.com. Lori is spelled L-A-U-R-I-E. I can't wait to read your answers! Thanks for listening!